Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
The cut. Dating is tricky and an overall pain in the ass, but sometimes there are bright spots. I recently went on a date with a guy who saw my name, B.A., and asked me if my name was Ba. This, combined with his overall attractiveness, made me pause and wonder, did I just go on a date with a himbo? Now, himbos are the last great natural resource. They're beautiful men who may lack intellect, but make up for it with an emotional intelligence. And while my date wasn't a himbo, just a guy very focused on calorie counting, himbos remain wonderful unicorns that I've been desperately searching for all my life. And there's only one man to blame for this.
Buddy, this is your fucking wake-up call, man. I am an FBI agent.
The characters of Keanu Reeves are the template. I mean, Keanu is practically perfect in every way. And in 1995, when asked about his character, Johnny Utah, from the film Point Break, being described as young, dumb, and full of cum, he said, quote, "There's something good about it, something bad, something happy, something sad." Is also a great term, himbo, unquote. See, over 25 years ago, Keanu got it.
When I say the word himbo, What is the immediate image that pops in your head?
I think it would be Putty from Seinfeld.
Miles Klee is a staff writer at Mel Magazine and himbo connoisseur.
He's kind of like a beefy, not super smart dude, but you can't help but love him.
No more grease monkey.
I don't care for that term.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
I don't know too many monkeys who could take apart a fuel injector.
He says the term has evolved over the years.
So Rita Kempley, who's the film critic who coined himbo back in the 80s, she was really talking about like hardcore steroidal characters and guys with a ton of testosterone. You're talking about Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. They'd be kind of in these movies with big guns, big muscles, greased up.
Sarah Connor?
Yes.
Not healthy forms of masculinity.
But somewhere in the early 90s, the big and brawny idea of himbo evolved into sensitive hot guys, whom critics assumed had no thoughts, just vibes. Like Keanu or Brad Pitt or Brendan Fraser. They had comic timing and viewed women as their equals and were objectified just as much as their female counterparts. Now, the internet has taken hold of the term, and it feels like just about anyone can be a himbo. Loads of TikToks where gorgeous men are lovingly looked at with comments beneath them like, no thoughts behind those eyes. And it's not an insult, or at least it's not meant to be, because according to Miles, we are currently in the golden age of himbos.
There's a funny instinct online to praise the guys who are like not on there. So sometimes you'd see women saying, you know, I love my boyfriend who like doesn't even know what Twitter is. He's not on here. He has no concept of all this like cursed internet garbage that obsesses the rest of us. And that's something I love about him. And that became sort of an aspirational thing of like, oh man, wouldn't it be great to like date this guy his mind is totally clear of all this stuff. The eternal sunshine of like the himbo's spotless mind. It's just beautiful.
But where did this version of a himbo come from?
It would be a response to the character we had for a long time before that, which was kind of the asshole with the heart of gold, or like, you know, the smart guy who's mean at first and then he kind of melts. He's kind of like a Mr. Darcy character, maybe. Someone who's really kind of like high status, maybe kind of a snob. And we were kind of sick of that idea, because in real life you encounter those people and you think, oh, maybe I can change them, or maybe I can melt their heart or whatever, but they just kind of turn out to be actual jerks.
We don't really go for Mr. Darcy anymore. Turns out he negs and gaslights and could really use a shrink. And himbos have positioned themselves as the evolved man because they can admit they don't know something, which is often.
When it comes to the concept of the himbo, can it change again? Online, we have this idea of men who seem to have been written by women. Or whatever. And I was like, don't put that on Steven Yeun. That's too much pressure. But I feel like we project all of this onto someone and then it definitely shifts. And I'm scared we're going to turn on the himbos.
Yeah, I mean, what if it becomes a matter of like, oh, a guy, they're faking being himbos and they're just playing dumb. I've seen some discourse about how like guys, if they're asked to do kind of household chores, they'll just do it badly so they don't get asked again.
Yes, the term for that is weaponized incompetence. It's when someone intentionally does something poorly so that their partner can do it for them. Like a Kevin James character come to life.
What if someone comes along and is like, no, himbos are toxic because you'll ask them to wash the dishes and they'll break a couple because they're just big and clumsy.
But the difference between a weaponized incompetence culprit and a himbo is intent. One's malicious while the latter is kind. And it's all right to bet on the guy with a pure heart.
Who is your ideal himbo?
Channing Tatum.
Senior culture editor for The Cut, Karenza Cadenas.
I think about like a Channing Tatum. It's kind of jockish to a degree, but then like also feminist in a weird way. That's not like annoying.
His characters seem to embody that idea of like real like safe space feminist golden retriever energy.
Yeah. Think about like Magic Mike XXL, a perfect film.
Magic Mike XXL is a road trip film starring Channing Tatum, where he and a group of male exotic dancing buddies dance for women on their way to a stripping expo. Now, I know what that sounds like, but trust me, it's delightful.
If you think about that, like even just his interactions with the woman, like they never even sleep together. I don't even know if they kiss.
It seems like Magic Mike XXL is an entire cavalcade of himbos, but their sole purpose in that film was to give women pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
And to bring them joy.
Yeah.
I bet you can go in there right now. I bet you can go in there and fucking make her day.
Cool, her?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That girl looks like she's never fucking smiled in her entire fucking life. Then that's your goal.
Like when Joe Manganiello does his like dance to I Want It That Way for the cashier, just to bring a smile on her face. You
are my fire. It's perfect. And it's not cloying in a way of like a man asking you to smile.
That is true. Like it's saying like you should smile more.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to find a way to make you smile.
How much for the Cheetos and water?
Himbos are like service dogs.
Jesus. Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. I'm going to get canceled.
But most of our himbo references come from fiction or projection onto celebrities. And so what about out in the real world, just walking down the street? Do himbos actually exist?
I really want them to be real. I think they're a great idea, like a great concept of like a safe space of a man. But I think that they are like a narrative construct that we'd really like to be real.
Maybe it doesn't exist because typically we don't find safe spaces with men.
Oh.
I think it's kind of rare. It's like a rare bird or something. Like if I knew anything about birding, they're like exist and they're with us, but like they're very hard to find.
I don't think I've ever encountered a himbo in real life. The only himbos that I've ever really encountered are from pop culture, like celebrities, movie characters. The fact that these men are harmless is one of the pitfalls of this trope that makes them feel so elusive.
After the break, I search for real life himbos and get some guidance from a few cut voices from the past.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Himbo is a state of mind because you can have something that's made up of all the same stuff, all the same atoms, all the same genes, and have it be not a himbo and a himbo, depending. Take Chris Pratt, for example. Not a himbo, but Andy Dwyer, himbo. All the same stuff. It's just a state of mind.
That's cut producer Jasmine Aguilera. Along the way, you'll hear some familiar voices. But before I started my himbo hunt, I put a theory to Miles Klee.
Can I tell you my himbo rule that I've made up along this journey?
Yes, I would love to hear this.
A himbo can't know he's a himbo.
Oh, absolutely true. Yeah. And you certainly wouldn't be aware of like himbo theory. If you declare yourself one, you're kind of out of the running.
We've got to create a Turing test for himbos. Yeah. I don't know.
if a guy knows about the Turing test, he's not a himbo.
So here are the set himbo rules. A himbo must be conventionally attractive, with maybe not great intellect, but emotionally astute, physically active, and easily likable. Instinctually respects and defends women and other marginalized people and doesn't know that they are a himbo. Totally easy, right? But where do I go?
He's probably out hiking right now, or rock climbing, or he's at the beach. Himbos are out in nature. Go to the basketball courts. He's going to be getting some movement on. I picture him working in like an outdoor clothing store.
Like an Aria?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that's how I began my journey at an REI co-op in Midtown.
It's all very subjective. Like, what you feel about yourself? Do you think you're a dumb guy? Do you think you're smart? Do you think you're ugly? Do you think you're gross? Like,
turns out the place was filled with mostly econ majors and $60 running shorts. So I tried to think of somewhere with a possible high-density himbo population, where men from all over the tri-state area would just come to town and vibe. Thus, I entered my own personal hell.
Fuck your life, fuck Treyo.
SantaCon. I trudged through the Lower East Side, through hordes of men in Santa costumes and candy cane pajamas, who were 10 p.m. drunk at noon.
I'm just gonna talk to the first white guys in shorts, because it is December.
I got combative guys.
It's all about what you define himbo as.
A hot guy that's up
there. Essentially.
Yeah, but like, it's all subjective. It's a loaded question.
I got bro-y guys.
100%. Zoolander. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I even got patient boyfriends.
You know what? I feel like half of them are actually could be good boyfriends, and half of them just no. They're too hot to be good boyfriends.
How can you be too hot to be a good boyfriend?
Because if you're so hot your whole life, you became like, you didn't have to form a good personality. You know what I mean? You were just hot and you relied on that.
Is that your boyfriend?
Boyfriend's this guy in the plaid.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Do you think himbos exist?
What is it?
Himbos.
It's a hot guy that's dumb but emotionally intelligent.
I've never heard of that before.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
I feel like he's smart but emotionally intelligent. But maybe he's not the hottest guy on the street, but I think he's hot.
I love that for you.
Do you think he's hot?
And along the way, I found some slightly promising guys.
Right, or they wouldn't know. I've never heard like of you it. Said. Because I feel like people don't talk about intelligence that much. Face to face.
I got you. It's like a guy who's hot, but isn't all that bright, but has like an emotional intelligence.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them right here.
Are they real?
Yeah. They all play football, but like, honestly, they're all like deep down, like really pretty nice guys. But look, we're doing our best.
They were my biggest contenders, and they almost had me. Until they broke the cardinal himbo rule.
Also, this is the nicest group of men I've talked to all day.
We'll take it.
It's because we're himbos.
You can't know you're a himbo. But they wanted to reassure me that, you know, they got it. They might not be himbos, but they wanted to be seen as affable and protective. 2 out of 3. Yeah.
Honestly, we will make sure girls are comfortable around us. We will fight other guys if they're making them feel uncomfortable.
Have I met a himbo? Well, I have met plenty of affable, attractive dummies over the years, which I think is probably the simplest definition. But hot, cishet men, I find them sort of inherently sinister. And I think if there's one thing a himbo cannot be, it is sinister.
Are himbos real? Sure, I have certainly met handsome men with not much to say, but I think I just didn't scratch the surface. I think maybe, you know, we all have our existential anxieties and our freaky little proclivities lying just below the surface. So it's hard to say, like, are they real? I feel like, do they make themselves apparent? Yes.
I think people were like more expressing the yearning, like, where is my himbo?
Mouse Klee again.
You are fundamentally talking about some kind of Prince Charming figure. You've just decided that he's like wearing short shorts and playing volleyball and has never heard of the thing that's presently driving you crazy.
The description of the himbo has shifted from an insult to like a great compliment because you want a himbo.
They're part of our imagination, like so many other characters that we've invented for the purposes of the internet. No one really lives up to the himbo mold because it is an idealized form of person, and people in real life have flaws. And it just seems like the himbo doesn't. So I'm not sure how the himbo would exist, but he does present a kind of healthy mode for us to think about living and self-improvement. He presents a great concept for how we can be kinder and less bogged down in our negative thoughts.
I must admit, briefly on my journey, I did think, where is my himbo? The unicorn of a man that sounds more like a manifestation than a person. A man who fits this impossible rubric and every projection that I have about him, all without a single negative thought in his body. And I thought back to the lady on the street with her boyfriend.
There are a lot of men that are hot but not bright. But there are not a lot of men that are hot, not bright, but can, like fulfill a woman emotionally. Be funny, be nice, be good at whatever. And then they became good boyfriends.
You had to try.
You had to try, exactly.
In the new year, the Cut podcast will be going on hiatus for a bit. No worries, the show will return. However, myself and Jasmine Aguilera will not. In the meantime, Cut editor-in-chief Lindsay Peoples-Wagner will continue the In Her Shoes franchise, interviewing her favorite people. It has been such a joy sharing our stories with you and bringing in such talented voices, and the show looks forward to exploring even more. For more from the New York Magazine audio team, subscribe to Cover Story, a new investigative podcast whose first season explores the darkest corners of the psychedelic revolution. So until then, The Cut podcast is made by myself and Noor Bouzidi, edited by Jolie Myers, mixed by Alex Higgins. Our executive producers are Hannah Rosen and Nishat Kerwa. Special thanks to Jasmine Aguilera, the fabulous Kelly Prime, Allison Behringer, Alice Wilder, Karinza Cadenas, Skylar Swenson, Brittany Luce, and Avery Truffleman. The Cut podcast is made possible by the team at New York Magazine. Subscribe today to support all of their work at thecut.com/subscribe. I'm B.A. Parker. Thanks for listening.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.